Good morning. I'll be reading from Exodus 3, verses 1 through 12. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that, though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land and into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hevites, and the Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. This is the word of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you for this welcome back or kickoff Sunday, Lord. Thank you for helping us through the summer. And we pray that as we start this new church year, we will start with you, the God of the burning bush. Please reveal yourself to us through the reading of these scriptures, Lord. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, our Lord and our rock. And the people said, Amen. So it is all quiet and calm. It is the middle of the night. Moses looks after the sheep for his father-in-law Jethro. It has been 40 years since Moses has sought refuge in Midian, where he is right now, after Egypt. Now, there are things that happened to Moses while he was in Egypt that Moses would like to forget. He came over to Midian, he met Zipporah, his wife, and her father Jethro here in Midian. They have a son named Gershom. Moses was once a prince in Egypt, the prince of Egypt. Now he is just a mere shepherd for Jethro, his father-in-law. 40 years have come and gone. And suddenly, out of nowhere, there appears a bush. A burning bush. And the bush is not only burning. Moses is intrigued to find that the bush does not burn out. So he must have been looking at this bush for quite some time. And to his amazement, the fire keeps going on and on and on. So he walks towards the bush. And suddenly, a flame of fire appears from the bush. An angel of God speaks to him, and God calls out to Moses, just as Mike read to us just now. He calls out to Moses, Moses, Moses. And God calls Moses to take off his shoes because he is standing on holy ground. So let us read together this verses that God says to Moses to, if you like, reintroduce himself to Moses. Let us read this together. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At these, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. So it cannot be denied that Moses is hiding from God. He wants to escape from Egypt, and yet God appears to him and reminds Moses through the burning bush that he, God, is the God of his father, a Jewish slave in Egypt, and the God of his ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God has not forgotten Moses. That's what God is trying to tell him. Just as God was with his father, God is with Moses in Midian. Just as God was with Abraham, God is with Moses in Midian. Just as God was with Isaac, God is with Moses in Midian. And just as God was with Jacob, God is with Moses in Midian. So why does God want to speak to Moses in Midian 40 years later? The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So Moses' life is about to change. In some ways, he has become very routine. He's been looking after sheep for 40 years in the wilderness of Midian. And now, what does God do? God appears out of this burning bush and says to him, I want you to go to Egypt to bring Israel out of slavery. Change? What change, God? I am not able to handle this change that you are asking me to do. I would rather be looking after sheep than looking after people. And so this is the excuse that Moses gives to God. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Moses questions God because he is afraid of change. Who am I to go back to Egypt? I'm no longer the prince of Egypt. In fact, you know why I'm here in Midian, God. 40 years ago, Pharaoh was hunting me for killing an Egyptian. I am a murderer, God. Why do you call me? I am totally unqualified for this job, God. And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. So God gives him this assurance. And he gives us this assurance as we go through the struggles of life. I will be with you. Trusting God through the struggles of life is difficult. Can we trust God as we look for a job? Can we trust God as we go through that treatment for cancer? Can we trust God when a relationship in our life breaks down? Or do we say, like Moses, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring Israel out of Egypt? In 1999, we were still in Vancouver. I was in between churches. I was applying for ministry positions in Vancouver and in Ontario. Luke was not born yet. There was Laurie and there was Esther. And Esther was just about a year old then. And I thought I might as well apply to positions in Ontario. Perhaps we could move closer to Laurie's parents who live and still live in St. Catharines. And it was tough in 1999, not knowing where I would end up, in Vancouver or in Ontario, and which church and what denominations. So it was at this time, and God does this to you when you go through the struggles of life. It was at this time that God brought to memory the King James Version of Psalm 23, which my mother made sure that my brother and I memorized when we were kids. And so I remember trying to worry about where will I have a job next, and the thoughts of Psalm 23 came to me. And you all know this psalm. So would you like to read verse 4 with me right now? Let's read verse 4 together. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so in May 2000, Laurie, Esther, and I made our way to Brampton for a pastoral position there. God granted us the wishes of our prayers to move closer to Laurie's parents in St. Catharines. But moving to Ontario was more than just moving to Ontario. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. For thou art with me. And I had this sense as we were flying that plane from Vancouver to Toronto. I had this sense of the reality of this verse found in verse 4 of Psalm 23, King James Version. For thou art with me. And this is the same sense that God is trying to instill in Moses. I will be with you when you go to Pharaoh. So God appears to Moses in a burning bush. That bush is burning, but it does not burn out. And God calls out to Moses twice from that burning bush. So what does an everlasting burning bush signify? What does it signify? It signifies the fire of God, the everlasting energy of God's presence. Moses might be hiding in the desert of Midian, and he's trying to hide from God's fiery presence. But God is appearing to Moses, and he's saying to Moses, I do not burn out. And later God will say these words to Moses, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. So recently, I had to change the front bulb of our driveway lamp. And I actually inserted that bulb, that CFL, compact fluorescent lamp bulb, 8 years before. I was surprised at the 5 year stage that that lamp was still surviving. And so therefore, I was very sad when the bulb actually burnt out. I become so lazy, right, you know, not needing to change that bulb for 8 years. And that bulb did actually burn out. But that bulb might burn out after 8 years. But the God of the burning bush does not burn out, does not run out. He goes on and on, so to speak, because he is the eternal God. We might burn out, but God does not burn out. Our God is a burning bush that does not burn out. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face, and he was afraid to look at God. And God said, I will be with you, and this will be a sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. And so the God of that burning bush is also what I call a personal God. just as God was with his father, God is with Moses. Just as God was with Abraham, God is with Moses. Just as God was with Isaac, God is with Moses. Just as God was with Jacob, God is with Moses. And what about us? What about us as we face the change that is required in our lives, in our personal lives, or in our lives as a church family? Just as God was with Moses' father, God is with us. Just as God was with Abraham, God is with us. Just as God was with Isaac, God is with us. Just as God was with Jacob, God is with us. And just as God was with Moses, God is with us. So the God of the burning bush sends Moses to Egypt. The God of the burning bush is with Moses. And as all of you might know, many things have happened in our lives since Laurie, Esther, and I came to Ontario in May 2000. Luke was born in Brampton in 2002. I have been serving churches in Brampton, Richmond Hill, and now Mississauga. In 2016, God helped me pursue continuing studies at Knox College, which is the training institution of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. And I went through the process of being received into the Presbyterian Church in Canada. And by God's grace, in November 2016, I was called to St. Andrew Streetsville, who is part of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. So here is the logo of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. And you will see that it contains the burning bush. The burning bush. In fact, the burning bush has been the symbol for our denomination for decades. And here you see the new version of the logo that was produced last year. Now, I want to be very frank with you and say that things are not doing too good for our denomination. Let me give you one statistic. In 1982, on Sundays, there were around 80,000 people attending Presbyterian churches in Canada. And then in 2010, it dwindled down to 60,000 people. And now, according to our General Assembly records, in the release in June of this year, about the 2017 statistics, and I can confirm now that the average Sunday attendance for the Presbyterian Church in Canada is about 52,000 people. And yet I believe that the God of the burning bush is still speaking to our denomination. And he is telling us that his burning bush will never burn out. And he is with us. And just as God spoke to Moses in front of that burning bush many, many years ago, God is in the process of speaking to us as a denomination. As a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in Canada, we are no different than what is occurring within the denomination. I can report to you that in the summer of this year, our average attendance, and thank you, John Murdoch, for counting our attendance every Sunday, that our summer attendance average is around 50 to 60 people. And now, during the church year, we are about 80 to 90 people. So this year, the leadership team, the elders, Session and I, have been rethinking things and have consulted with you about the future of church. In fact, we will be continuing to consult with you and ask you for your prayers as we figure out in terms of the future of our church. And we all agreed, that is the leadership team and me, we all agreed that change is inevitable. And just as Moses was challenged with change in front of the burning bush, when God appeared to him in the burning bush, I believe we too are challenged with change. So God is in the process, okay, and I underline the word process. He is in the process of speaking to us from the burning bush. And as a church family, I believe that the God of the burning bush is telling us that He, God, will never burn out. And He is also telling us that just as He said to Moses that He is with Moses, He's also saying to us, He is going to be with us as we go forth into the future. Let us pray. Lord, we just like to say, Lord, that most of us are going through change in our lives. Let alone to talk about change in our lifestyle as a church family. It is so difficult to embrace change. And yet we know, Lord, that You are the God of the burning bush. You will never burn out. And just as You said to Moses many, many years ago, You will be with him as he goes to Pharaoh. You are saying to us this morning, You will be with us as we go forth in the future. So, Lord, our prayer this morning is, we want to see You. Open our eyes that we may see You with us as we go forth in the future. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the people said, Amen.